Don Sutton, the one and only, passing away at the age of 75. In the history of Major League Baseball, only two other pitchers started more games than Don Sutton. Those guys were Nolan Ryan and Cy Young. But there's a certain something about Don Sutton. Don Sutton is the kind of guy that you hope your kids will meet one day when he's in the limelight, because he was the kind of guy that took the time, the energy, and the presence. He had the presence, like he was there in the moment.
Right.
And we have a guy who was once a young 10-year-old boy, believe it or not. Jason Wilde, our Green and Gold insider. Jason, the story that you had about Don Sutton was worth us talking to you. Thank you for your time.
Of course, and thanks for giving me the chance to tell it. You guys know John Greenberg,
who was
the Brewers for a really long time, and now is the president of the Admirals, and he's a good buddy of mine as well. And he had a Don Sutton story, too, from when he was a bat boy, and how gracious and thoughtful and kind Don Sutton was to him. So it did inspire me to share my little story. It's very rare that I get emotional about, you know, a celebrity, if you will, passing, but I was teary-eyed because... So when I was 10, the Brewers went to the World Series. It was the biggest moment of my life to that point, and quite frankly, it's still probably in the top five.
That's right.
And they won in Baltimore on the final day of the season, and Robin Yount, who I know you guys have had interactions with, who's another just... He's so incredible in terms of being gracious with other human beings.
Right.
He was my childhood hero, and every interaction I've had with him, he never once let me down, which is pretty awesome in and of itself. But he hit two home runs that day, and Don Sutton was the starting pitcher. And if you remember, if you're old enough, the Brewers acquired Don Sutton late in the season, and they don't go to the World Series without him. They probably don't even win the division without him. It was one of those acquisitions that changed that season. And I go, my dad takes me to General Mitchell Field to meet the team as they come back from Baltimore. And I had never done it before. I know, contrary to what I present on this show, I was pretty shy back then as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so we're waiting in like the concourse, and here they come. I think they probably flew commercial back then even. And I'm standing around, and I'm not going up to anybody, and my dad is kind of trying to give me a not-so-violent or somewhat-violent shove to get more aggressive.
Right.
And Don Sutton comes up, and he sees me, and he puts his arm around me and looks at my dad and then says to me, "Do you want to come meet some of the guys?"
Wow.
And he basically took me to all – I still have the baseball – it's one of my most cherished possessions.
Yeah.
But he took me around to all these guys as they were in the concourse. Euchre, Yount, Molitor, Gantner, like all of my childhood heroes that I was too afraid to talk to. And he basically, I mean, he had no reason to do it. Like, he didn't know me. I mean, he was the winning pitcher in the game that got them into the playoffs. And he could have easily just, you know, he had his own kids. He just could have left. And instead, for him to do that, when I saw Darren Sutton sharing the news of his passing, I just, it brought back that memory and so strongly that I decided to share it.
It's an incredible story, because what it took for Don Sutton to do that is that he not only had to be present, but he had to be aware that there was a little boy there, 10 years old, who was clearly too shy and needed a little encouragement, and he actually went out of his way to do that. You don't find people like that. When you do, it's very rare, somebody in the spotlight like that.
Yeah, you know, and I've had this, I've never told them the story, but whether it's, you know, what's great about doing the show with Tausch is that he's one of those guys, frankly, and I've seen him during his playing career be that way too. And I think the ones who understand the responsibility that goes beyond playing well for their team and the impact that they can have. I've seen Aaron Rodgers do it too. And it costs you nothing but it makes such an enormous difference in that kid's life.
Yeah.
It, like, I never met Don Sutton again. I mean, I watched him pitch. I went to games where he pitched, but I that was my one interaction in my entire life with him. But I just think that there's such there is a responsibility there, and there's a lot of guys that abdicate that and don't think that's part of the job description. But then the ones that do, I don't expect them to all take it to Don Sutton's level, because there are a ton of stories out there today like mine, and that tells you what kind of person he was. But if you can be a little bit more like Don Sutton,
mm-hmm.
you are making the world a better place.
It's a great tribute, Jason, and only you could write something like that.
Right.
It was awesome. Thank you for sharing that story. Very, very great story. Thanks.
Of course, everybody. Appreciate all right, take care. Be good.
All right, take care. Bye. See you. Jason Wilde, our Green and Gold Insider. What an amazing guy Don Sutton was. And we couldn't let the moment pass without acknowledging that and talking about that. And as Jason said, there are so many of those stories out there. We just wanted to acknowledge what a good human Don Sutton was. Yeah.